Well, today we're talking to Sally Hutton, who is the sitting mayor for Richmond, and she is running contested this week, so make sure you get out and vote. Sally, how are you today?
Well, I'm fine. A little wet, but we all are.
Yes. A little tired of it.
Yes.
Well, the first question I have for you, and it's probably one you've been asked many times, but what kind of experiences have you had as mayor and in your life that have inspired you to run one more time?
Well, I think it's important to collaborate with people and get people working together. And so many people have stepped up and helped with different projects that we've had, or even just problems that we've had trying to figure out how to make it better. And I would just like to continue that now.
Right.
Seems like we've spent 7.5 years trying to just fix things that we inherited. Now we'd like to take on some new projects.
Right. And so that leads into our next question, which would be, what are your priorities if you make it into the seat again?
Well, we certainly need to create jobs, but in that process, you know, we had the joint venture with the county for economic development, and we have a great person sitting in that position now, and he is teaching us, number one, that it's not just all about manufacturing, it's about diversity in jobs and job mm-hmm. creation. But I, as mayor, really believe that quality of life issues is something we as the city can address, make it better for not just new people coming to town, but all of our citizens that are here.
Right. And so, you know, in that vein, talking about job growth, are there any plans that you have or that you know are on the table about attracting new businesses to our area?
Well, we're getting ready to expand and do our second phase of our industrial park. We only have five small spaces left in the original one, and you know, when somebody wants to come in and needs 30 or 40 or 50 acres,
mm-hmm.
we'd like to have that shovel ready. So,
oh yeah,
we're having it engineered and drawn now, and then we'll start the infrastructure hopefully by fall.
Great.
And it'll be ready by spring.
One of the things that I read about last week, it was a report that was done that said excuse me, Indiana and Wayne County in particular are at the bottom in healthy citizens, according to the statistics about obesity and unhealthy lifestyles and diabetes rates. And what initiatives do you think you can take as mayor, or have you already taken, that have helped draw attention to this problem?
Well, last year we tried to get people out walking, and we had several walks with the mayor, and I know Blair Beach out of the parks had some exercise programs on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and I believe the two radio stations are getting ready for a big event in June 11th, and they're going to encourage all citizens to get out and walk and do exercises. They're going to be out on the hill at Glenn Miller, and all kind of vendors will be there with equipment and different things that people can do. And,
mm-hmm.
and it's simple things. You know, just take a walk with your kids,
right.
or play ball, or just do something. That we've got all these wonderful trails now to explore, and just walking through the parks is fun. And
right.
We just need to encourage people to get out and move.
And I know that some people have described you as a hands-on mayor, meaning that you like to be involved with the community yourself. So are you planning to continue to be involved with children and
oh,
the
certainly.
Elderly?
As a matter of fact, I'm meeting a group from Seton this Friday. They have their annual Get Out in the Community and Help Day, and we're going to work on some sidewalks and curbs and
mm-hmm.
the Vail students. It's just fun to be around the kids there. They're just so delightful and innocent, you know, what they say. And really, they have some pretty good ideas on how we can fix things and
right.
make it better for them. And as we speak, they're interviewing students for the next youth council, because 15 of our All-America kids are graduating this year.
Great.
So we have to replenish that. And,
oh, right.
And
yeah.
that's really been a delight to sit and talk with these young people once a month, and the ideas and what they want to do. And I was really encouraged several months ago. We were sitting around the table, and somehow they got talking about the colleges and where they're going, what they're going to do. And each and every one of them talked about when they graduated, that a few of them want to do Peace Corps and be gone for a while, but
mm-hmm.
when they come back to Richmond, what they're going to do when they get back here.
Right.
And we don't hear kids talking about coming back home. I know I couldn't wait to get out of town and leave and never come back. And
right.
so, these kids have learned a lot over the last 2 years, but they've helped a lot, too.
Yeah, that's been my brother Jack and mine both experiences with doing Go Wayne County. We grew up in in Richmond and Wayne County, and you know, we said the same thing that kids say today. There's nothing to do in Wayne County.
Well, to get around here.
Now that we've been doing Go Wayne County, there's a lot to do in Wayne County. We can hardly keep up with everything.
I say that the naysayers need to follow me around a couple of days.
Oh, I know.
They wouldn't be bored.
Absolutely. We need some of those people.
And you know, most of the activities are free.
Right.
And they're well attended, and it all walks of life are there. It's just a nice mix. And, you know, I'd like to see more cultural events, too, that we need to, once you get to know why people eat what they do and do what they do, hopefully we can get rid of some of this prejudice. And we have to be a diverse community.
Mm-hmm.
Any progressive community in the future has to welcome everybody because, number one, they create a lot of jobs.
Right.
But, you know, everybody has to be included in the community.
And this next question probably speaks to your work that you've done with the All-American City and the kids in the high school, but Chris Hardy, we interviewed him yesterday, and on his website it says that he believes that our inability to attract new businesses may be based on our community's lack of pride and knowledge of Richmond
and
its rich heritage. How do you feel about that?
I agree 100%. I've had a group meet for about a year and a half about our tech park and what we want to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that's come up over and over again is the we lack pride in our community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we used to, you know, we're the best, we're number one.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's so much negativity,
right,
which is all over the world, unfortunately.
Right,
but
right.
We have to honor our community and promote our community,
mm-hmm,
and be positive. Like I say, put your hands and feet at work for a little bit and be a part of it. And,
mm-hmm,
and I think that will help everybody grow and love our community as they should.
Right. And Sally, is there anything else that you'd like to add as mayor that that you've learned along the way that you feel very strongly about, that maybe something that you see for our future or just something you want to continue?
I just think that we certainly know that job growth comes from existing businesses and entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And with our tech park money, that's one of the big programs that will be a part of it is helping entrepreneurs. When I talk to especially the high school kids and the Earlham students and IU East, you know, they're going to create their own jobs. The jobs are going to be totally different than what they were when I graduated from high school. If you didn't go to college, you went to a factory and got a job, and
right,
you didn't like that when you went across the street. That type of manufacturing won't be here anymore. The new ones will be robotic and fewer employees. So a lot of people are going to have to figure out what they like to do, what they can do a good job at, and make their own living.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to encourage people to get those businesses started up.
Right.
And you have to take a chance. We have to be able to take risks, too, and even fail.
Mm-hmm.
All things are not going to work, but don't stop there. Go on to something else.
Right.
Never give up.
Right.
And get out there and volunteer. We have a wealth of volunteers. This really is a very generous community. When there's a cause, when people really need something, somebody always steps up. But unfortunately, right now, a lot of the people that have given, like to the food pantries and help with different causes, are the ones on the receiving end.
Mm-hmm.
So we all need to continue to help where we can.
Right. So can you speak to the difficulty that you've had? Well, everyone's having a difficult week, I think, this week. But, but particularly being the mayor and taking care of all those responsibilities and trying to run for office, has it been pretty time-consuming?
It's pretty hectic. You have to draw a fine line of, am I mayor right now or am I a candidate
right now?
I'm in the city building, but they're talking politics. Excuse me. They're talking politics. But it's just very time-consuming, but I certainly have learned to work 7 days a week, as many hours as it takes to,
mm-hmm,
do it. I truly enjoy what I'm doing, and it's great to be out with people, and most people are good and positive. We just have to spread it.
Right.
And we have to encourage our kids, you know. I don't know if you watched the Hallmark series the other night about the teacher that went in for the homeless kids.
Oh.
And opened a school, and the real teacher that did it, and she got a federal law passed that all homeless kids needed education.
Mm-hmm.
She talked about adults needing to give kids attention. It doesn't have to be your own child or your grandchild or whatever, just a neighbor, somebody walking down the street. A lot of our kids live in conditions that we didn't grow up in,
mm-hmm,
and they need some positive role models, and we can all be that.
Right.
So I say just everybody be involved, and we will have one great community.
Right. And we see that happening more and more.
Oh, yeah. I think we have like 500 study buddies in the Richmond school.
Wow. And how many children do you work with personally?
Well, I have a class at Star School I go to every week and read.
Mm-hmm.
I read a couple books, and then they give me their details of their life.
Oh.
We share.
And that's probably the most important part, right?
Yeah, they're fun. I get more hugs than probably any other mayor ever around. So.
And anyone can do that, right?
Yes. Okay. Everybody can do it.
Right.
And they should. And it's not a big commitment. You don't. Sometimes they just want somebody to talk to. You don't have to help them with their math or their science. Just give them some support and encouragement.
Right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add, Sally?
No. Everybody needs to get out and vote.
That's right. And the voting is
never
next Tuesday.
Somebody's going to win. You got to make
That's
sure that
right.
happens.
So. Make your voice heard, right?
That's right.
Well, Sally, we just want to thank you for taking this time with us, because we know you're really, really busy, and hope everything goes well for you next week.
Thank you very much.
And again, everybody get out and vote.
That's exactly right.
All right. Thanks,
okay,
Sally.
Bye.